you know, traditionally, the outgoing president of a party kind of is the figurehead.
Sure.
You know, and in the Democrats' case, that would be Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh. It doesn't seem like that. It doesn't seem like that's working for Democrats right now.
No.
Well, then who is that figure? It's Barack Obama.
The last Democrat.
Yeah, Barack Obama is still the most consequential Democrat left in the party.
Mm-hmm.
And he left office in 2016.
Right.
So what role does he have going forward, especially with a party now that's dealing with a completely different faction in places?
Yes.
Where you're getting a much more socialist push. Mm-hmm. You're pushing aside the incumbents, you're pushing aside some of the more moderates or even liberal Democrats that are sympathetic to some of the progressive causes, but are more on the side of the Chuck Schumers and, exactly. and things like that. There is a distancing mm-hmm. happening there. And we've seen that in places like Colorado, in Maine, in New York.
In New York, yeah.
So what role does Barack Obama play here? Mike Radke is a longtime Democratic strategist and joins us this morning to talk about it. Mike, good morning. It's good to have you.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me on.
How does the party at this point use Barack Obama? Because, again, I don't think Joe Biden's available. So how does he get involved in trying to sway Democrats into a certain election and then once we get into head-to-head matchups?
Well, I wanted to just step back and recharacterize kind of what you said to start the segment. I don't think it's so much a socialist versus other push. I think it's a push against the gerontocracy that currently runs the Democratic Party. Mm-hmm. For a lot of, especially youthful Democrats, they're most concerned with people like, on the other side, Mitch McConnell or Chuck Schumer, who are in their 80s and 70s, who have been in the party for a long time, who have held power for 20, 30 years. A lot of what you're seeing now, in my opinion, is young people rising up and saying, we want our say.
Mm. Also, you know, is it healthy for a political party to continue looking for a former president for direction, or does there come a point in time where new leadership just has to emerge?
I think it's a combination of the two. I mean, President Obama is well-loved by everyone, not just Democrats in this country. And I think that he knows that he has a role to play, but it's more of a behind-the-scenes role. He feels that he needs to kind of inspire the next generation, give tips, tricks, try to explain how to get elected. But he's also not leading the charge into the next generation, as we all can agree.
Yeah, I think that's actually my take on it as well. I actually don't think he should be front and center with this.
Well, he wants to be more of a coach than a player.
Yeah, well, he should be. Yeah, I think he should be. Because and even if you look at the track record, and again, Kamala Harris was thrust into that position. And what was he not going to stump for her? But that didn't end well. He stumped for Hillary. That didn't end up well. Obviously, Joe Biden was elected president, so that worked out. But I just wonder, as time passes, do they lose the influence that they maybe had publicly more so than privately?
I think that's true. I think as all things, time passes. I mean, President Clinton, for all of those of us who remember, ran an insurgent campaign to win the presidency in the 90s. And now he's considered kind of like a forgotten figure in the Democratic
Party. Right, sure.
Yeah.
I think time cures all, right? It kind of moves on, and people who were exciting or dynamic at a certain point, even Joe Biden was dynamic. I used to work for Joe Biden in the early 2000s when I was on his advance team, and he was much more dynamic then than he is now, obviously.
And, you know, we've seen younger Democrats emerge with these very different styles and priorities. Is there a risk of a generational divide within the party?
I think generational divide is here. I think that with what happened in the last election and then with what's happening across the country, I mean, I read about it was Kay Everett, the Republican chair of a committee who was in a nursing home because she had dementia. I mean, there's a fear that our leaders are out of touch, only because of their age, but because they refuse to cede power to a younger generation that obviously wants to take the reins.
I was reading something that, you know, some Democrats want to rebuild the Obama coalition. They want to copy essentially what Barack Obama did. And much like Donald Trump and MAGA, different philosophies.
Right.
But mm-hmm. they struck a tone. And they continue, at least in Donald Trump's case, to be a strong base. I don't know that you can just recreate that out of thin air. I think you have to pick the time has to be right. The conditions have to be right. And for Obama, they were right. For Donald Trump, they were right. I don't know that you can manufacture that.
No, I think you're absolutely right. I think that every election and every campaign has a distinct flavor. It's the flavor of not just the day, but everything that's come before and everything that you want to happen. I think people forget that Barack Obama was not an insider. He was an outsider. He led an insurgent campaign in his first run for president mm-hmm. against Hillary Clinton. And more than that, let's not forget that when he ran for Congress in Chicago, Bobby Rush schooled him on getting out in the streets.
Mm. You know, and I'm looking, you know, forward, looking at 2028, and if, you know, Obama endorses someone, could his endorsement unite the Democratic Party, or could it just actually deepen divisions if different factions feel overlooked?
I mean, I think right now, as we said at the beginning, Barack Obama is seen as an old, wizened elder of the Democratic Party, and his words will have weight. Will it have weight with everyone? I don't think so. I think folks are going to go in the direction that they want to go, but we will look to people like Barack Obama, who have been leaders in our party, who have gotten elected, kind of the North Star, I guess. I don't think you can recreate the Obama coalition, but I think that our future coalition is going to look somewhat like it. Not exactly, but those are our voters. Those
but
are our
you
people.
Take the 10 polls of it and then try to do what you can. Michael Radke, appreciate your time as always and insight. Thank you. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you got it. 8 o'clock hour's next.